I exist to have joy. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I exist to have joy. Isn't that a wonderful reason to exist? Isn't that what all of the movies are about? The movies are about people existing to have joy, people living their lives to have joy, people going about their daily business, looking about the activities that they are involved in, all to have joy. Do you have joy in your life? Do you have joy every minute in your life? Do you have perfect health every minute in your life? Do you have abundance every minute of your life? Do you have happy relationships every minute of your life? Do you live every minute of your life in a joyful, wonderful, happy, successful, fulfilled way? Or are you in that wishful mode, wishing that it could be so, wishing that it might be what you would like it to be? Well, the difference between the wishers and the havers is just one thing. The wishers always are wishing that they have it, and the havers are always enjoying it and not even thinking a thing about it except living in their ideal relationship to their self, in their ideal health, in their ideal wealth, in their ideal happiness at all times, in their ideal joy. How do you live in your feeling of ideal joy? Oh, we talk about that every day virtually. But how do you live in your ideal joy? How do you live in your ideal peace? And how do you live in your ideal awareness that you are a beautiful person, that you are a wonderful person, that you are a fantastic person? How do you live in that awareness? How do you become truly aware that you are enjoying the joy that life has for you? Well, the big thing that makes a difference between the havers and the have-notters is that the havers live in the joy and the have-notters live in the have-not joy. Well, Herb, you said that before, and you acted as though it's sort of a cop-out, you know, an escape from saying what it really is. Well, it is truly, though, that. Now, think of it. If you are enjoying a toothache, you are enjoying the pain of a toothache. And you know you have a toothache, and you're thinking about that toothache virtually every moment because it is impressing itself upon your consciousness, upon your mind, and you are thinking about it and thinking about it. Now, as you think about the pain, and as you think about the unhappiness, and as you think about the distraction that that pain has to you and your life, you don't like it. You get used to it, but you don't like it. You become very accustomed. My toothache, my pain, my hurt, my unhappiness. Yes, yes. We say those things about ourselves all the time. And all the time that we say those things about ourselves, what are we doing? All the time that we say those things about ourselves, we are empowering the contrary to take place in our life. Have you ever seen a person who would concentrate on something they didn't have? Did you ever see a person concentrating on a beautiful day and it was raining outside and the weather was very inclement and it was not a pleasant day to do anything? Drizzly, muggy, just unpleasant. And yet, this person has a smile on their face. This person is finding happiness. This person is finding peace and love and joy. This person is just being themselves. Now, there's the issue. They are being themselves. And in being themselves, they are the happiness. They are the joy. They are the peace. They are the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing in their life. Now, you say, well, they're the dreamers. They're wishing for things that they don't have, and they're pretending things that they don't have are taking place. They're pretending that everything is happy and that the world is a good world. They're pretending that. They're wishing. That's what they're doing. They're wishing. Well, I would say they're having it. To wish means you don't have it. To wish means you would like to have it. To wish means it is something that is beyond your present experience. Now, a person who lives in the attitude of abundance has the abundance in their consciousness, in their attitude, and they don't think anything about thinking about buying something that is beyond their means. They don't think anything about it because they don't think that they have anything that's beyond their means. They don't necessarily want things that are beyond their means, but should they want anything that would seemingly be beyond their means, they live in the attitude that they have it. They live in the attitude that they are experiencing abundance right now, which includes whatever it is they would like to have in their life. They are experiencing it mentally. They are experiencing it metaphysically, you might say. They're experiencing it in every way, and perhaps even physically. Many times we have said to ourselves, my favorite car is such a car. And then, well, let's say a Mercedes. My favorite car is a Mercedes. And I often said my favorite car was a Mercedes 450 SL, long before I had one. And I put that in my consciousness. And several times, the Mercedes 450 SL was born in my experience and born in my life. And I was in very modest circumstances, and yet I had this beautiful, lovely, lovely car, completely paid for, all of its upkeep and maintenance paid for, everything was paid for, and I had it. But I put a cause in motion, and it was there. I was working as a minister of a church in El Centro, and I felt it was a modest church because they didn't have a church building. We were meeting in a local restaurant, and we did very well. We used the banquet room of the restaurant. In fact, we used several banquet rooms. We filled them up, and we had a tremendous, wonderful congregation every Sunday. And the people came with great enthusiasm and great joy, and we had a wonderful program. And I was driving a little Mazda that was a nice car, and it ran well. But the church people felt that I should have something better. And they said, "What would you like? Go to any dealer in town and set yourself up." Well, as I've told the story before, I wanted to keep them from spending more money than they needed. And so I said, "I'm just fine with what I got." And they said, no, choose something. I said, "Well, my dream is to have a 450 SL. Beautiful, beautiful Mercedes." And I let it go at that. But I had said that at one of the board meetings when they were trying to encourage me to take a beautiful car. And so it turned out that Palm Springs was a neighboring town, about 100 miles away. And they said, "Go over to Palm Springs and see what they have there." And so I went to Palm Springs, and there they had the VIP Motors. They handled all the Mercedes. And they made the arrangements with my board for me to have a beautiful 450 SL, which I had for several years. It was a fabulous car, beautiful car, convertible, wonderful car, lovely. And it was my dream of a car, and I had it. Now, my circumstances might have not encouraged me to spend money in that way, but I chose to have it, and my meaning was good, and I didn't say I had to have it, but I just chose to have it, and I lived in the consciousness of it, and I had pictures of it. I had the flyers of it from the dealers so that I had it readily in my mind, and I knew exactly what I wanted. And the day came, and there it was. And the day came, and it was there several times and several opportunities. I was in Germany, and my sponsor in Germany for my seminars said, Herb, we're going to lease you a 450 SL so you can buzz around Europe and use it while you're here. And I said, crazy. So he did, and I did, and it was great. And that was back in the 70s. And I had, in fact, it was 72, and I had fantastic Mercedes driving all over Germany and all over Switzerland and Italy, just having a wonderful time with him and enjoying it, just because I chose to say, that is my choice, that is my dream, that is who I am, and let it go and let it be, and lived in the consciousness that I had it, and I had it. Now, these are things that we can all do. Now you say, well, I don't want a Mercedes. Well, hey, you have what you want. But that was my dream. And that wasn't a wish. I didn't wish for it. That was just my dream. That was just who I felt I was, who I enjoyed being, what I enjoyed having. And it always pleased me and made me feel like I was living at the top of the trough. And truly, I was. All of us have the opportunity to live in perfect health by having the attitude that our body is a temple of the living God, and it is perfect right now. It is ideal right now. It is the magnificent body, that the most magnificent body we could ever want, dream, or enjoy. It is ours now. And our relationships. My goodness, that's a simple thing. When we are beautiful people inside ourselves, and we like ourselves, and we think that we're just wonderful, we're surrounded by wonderful people. We're surrounded by glorious people who are just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They're just so magnificent that it just makes our hearts sing with all happiness. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's how it works. That's how it functions. We have the right to exist, to have joy. We have the right to exist, to live in the fullness of all the goodness that we are. We have the right to know who we are and what we are, and enjoy every moment of it. And if you want to, you can be in a monastery, and you can have a Mercedes. If you want, you can live in a monastery, and you can have beautiful houses in which to live. If you want, you can live in the world and live in poverty. And all around you is superabundance. Or you can enjoy anything your heart desires if you realize you already have it now. It's not something that tomorrow is going to bring. It's not something that's going to be revealed to us in some very marvelous way. It's something that is ours now. And as we enjoy it now, as we live in the now, as we exist and have happiness and joy right now, then we have it forevermore. No one can take it from us, because it's a mental thing, and it's our choice. And it not only is a mental thing, it's a physical thing. For you look at a happy person, and you don't know why they're happy. You don't know what turned them on, what made them stand up and shout and sing. You don't know. You might know. You might think you know, but you don't really. They, number one, like themselves. And number two, they're living in now. When you like yourself now, could anything be more fulfilling and beautiful and rewarding than that? Liking yourself right now is the most satisfying, magnificent experience that anyone could ever have. Now, like yourself now. Know yourself now. Be yourself now. Live in the now and know that that is what it's all about. And there's nothing more or less that could ever fulfill your world and mine than existing to have joy. For this is what life is all about, and this is what you and I are all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.